But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. In his second letter to Timothy, we see the apostle preparing himself for the end. He realizes that his death is probably imminent, that sooner than later, he'll be seeing God face to face. He has been persecuted, he has been beaten, he has been arrested. About everything you can imagine happening to a person out proclaiming the good news of Christ has happened to Paul in his ministry. And now, as he's preparing himself to meet his God, he is looking back and he is telling Timothy that everything that he has ever been given has been given to him through God, that everything is through the glory of God. This morning I was having my morning coffee. I know, surprising. And sometimes I get those moments. And this morning, I wrote the following, and actually it's posted on my Facebook. As I drink my morning coffee, my Sunday morning coffee, I find myself wondering about love. Not the romantic kind of love, but God's love. The kind of love Jesus commands us to have for our neighbor. I find myself wondering about this love Jesus calls us to show to our enemy. Wondering about the kind of love that transforms both the recipient and the giver. I am trying to wrap my head around this love that the Christ has called us to give without expectation to both our friend and our enemy. As I watch, I listen, I read about candidates vying for one of the most powerful positions of the world, calling one another names like middle school children in the schoolyard. Or as I watch news reports about grown men and women running around dressed like horror show clowns, terrifying children and destroying other people's property. Or any of the rest of the craziness in the news, I wonder about this love. As I think about the things posted on social media, those things that I have read in the past and the present, those things that even been posted about me, and those things that I have posted about others, I wonder about love. I look around my community and the world at large and all the good and evil, and I wonder about love. I wonder about love, and I am reminded that it all begins with humility. But unfortunately, humility is not seen as a virtue or an asset in this so-called great culture of ours. But if we are Christ's, if we are a Christ, truly children of God, we are called to humility because we are called to love. If we who call ourselves Christians are truly Christ-like, true followers of Jesus, you know that we are called to build up God's kingdom. Starting right now, right here, we are called to move towards the kingdom of heaven, and we are also called to invite others to join us, to invite them to join us not by coercion, but by love. But then that brings us right back to the whole issue of humility. Humility reminds me that it is all about the glory of God, not me. I am a child of God's love. And so are you. In our gospel, Jesus is telling this parable. And he's telling it because there are people who are listening to him who see themselves above other people. They are so convinced by their own piety, by their own righteousness, that they feel that they are able to hold others in contempt who do not come up to their standards. Now, this is an old story, and this has been a story that continues throughout the church. Every once in a while, we see and we read those people who have this thought in their head that they are somehow the elected, the chosen few, that they are above their sisters and brothers, that they can hold other people in judgment. And as Jesus points out today, there's only one person who can judge us. There is only one person's opinion, and he's not even a person. It's God. That the Pharisee, as we hear, who's busy looking towards the heaven with his arms stretched out, talking about how wonderful he is compared to everybody else, totally has it wrong. Instead, the tax collector, who is the most looked down upon person in their society, who cannot even look up, whose only prayer is to pound his heart and ask God for mercy because he is a sinner, is the truly righteous one. Now, each of us, I'm sure, has a little bit of the Pharisee and a little bit of a tax collector. I'm sure there are times that all of us have those moments where we feel like we got it all right. And then there are those moments where, like the tax collector, we realize that we don't, and that we are begging God for mercy. As Paul again writes, it's all about the glory of God. We are God's children, each and every one of us. Now, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard to remember that about myself. And sometimes it's even tougher to remember that about other people, especially those who don't agree with me. But we are all made in God's image and all worthy of love. And as Christ reminds us, because of that love, all worthy of forgiveness. Now each week as we gather around the table, as we break the bread, as we bless the cup, we are reminded of that great love. Of a God who will do anything for us to bring us back. A God who will go so far as to humble himself, to give his own son in death so that we might come home to him. My brothers and sisters, today is my 53rd birthday. And I'm going to ask, and the one present I'm going to ask of all of you is that this love that is so freely given to you, that God has shared with you, that you go out and you share that with others. That those people whom you may not be in agreement with, those people whom for one reason or another you have been separated from, have a wall built between you, that you offer the same forgiveness that is so freely given to you. That you share what it has, God has given to you with other people. Sometimes that might be a material thing, and that might just be that simple grace of saying hello, good morning. One day I hope to be like Paul. Looking back at my life and being able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And I'm sure each and every one of you hopes to be able to say the same someday. But for that to happen, we begin now. With that gift of humility, of realizing that none of us are perfect. All of us need forgiveness. But most important of all, we each and every one of us need love. Not only to receive it, but to give it. And it's by loving other people that we truly begin to understand the greatness of God's love.